Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. It's Friday, BTN News listeners, and it's time to get your Friday edition of the BTN News show started. It is the 24th of April, 2020. Got the best technology news for you right now. We got it for you like we always do in about 5 minutes. Okay, yes, granted, I know, we've been kind of hard on Zoom lately, haven't we? And for good reason. But they've actually done something good today with their new 5.0 update. As you probably guessed, the new update will improve security and privacy. And that's a good thing. This actually goes back to Zoom's promised 90-day feature freeze so they can take care of everything else that's going on underneath it. Now, the Zoom 5.0 update actually is rolling out right now as we speak. Now, with the new update, you'll have a new security icon that groups together a number of Zoom security features. And you can use it to quickly lock meetings, remove participants, and even restrict screen sharing and chatting in meetings. They're also now enabling passwords by default for most customers. And even IT admins can define the password's complexity for Zoom business users. Now, yeah, you did hear me talk about encryption. It's there. All AES 256 bit of it. That, by the way, is the GCM encryption standard. Though be forewarned, it still isn't end-to-end encryption yet. And Zoom's still kind of mute on when that's going to happen. But hey, at least it's a step in the right direction. From Zoom, we go to Skype because Skype is saying, hey, you don't want to use Zoom. You want to use Skype. And why would you want to use Skype over Zoom other than privacy? Well, now you can add custom backgrounds to your desktop calls. Yep, that is stuck in the new latest version of Skype. That will be for Windows, Mac, Linux, and of course the web version. And you can make it look like you're dialing from, I don't know, some beach somewhere. Or possibly your office. Though nobody would currently believe you, so you might as well just leave it on default and broadcast from the couch in your underwear. If you're using the Microsoft Store version of the app for some strange reason, the custom backgrounds, they won't work there. Meaning you're gonna have to go old school and grab the .exe file from the Skype website. And finally, digging low in the dark web now, that a lot of Nintendo account users are saying that their accounts have been accessed without their consent. So much so that Nintendo's starting to look into the issue. Now, a lot of the reports started to appear on Reddit. This was around the 19th of April. Then they slowly made their way to Twitter. And at first, a lot of people were probably saying, maybe you just have a whole bunch of viruses on your PC. Turns out that wasn't the case. Even newly installed machines still having the same thing. Eurogamer actually reported that even one of their staff members experienced the same thing. So because of this, Nintendo issued the statement saying, "We are aware of reports of unauthorized access to Nintendo accounts, and we are investigating the situation. In the meantime, we recommend that users enable two-step verification for their Nintendo account, and if they need more guidance for protecting their privacy, head on over to the support page at Nintendo.com. In the meantime, if you're a little scared of having anything that has to do with payment, say like a credit card, PayPal, you know, you get the idea, you might want to unlink that at least for now till they get this thing sorted out." Got a juicy tech story and you want us to hear it? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website located at britishtechnetwork.com, that is where you can subscribe to the news show, also our other BTN shows, such as The Mac Show, The Big Show, and The Photo Show, too. Give us a follow on Twitter as well at British Tech, and definitely come by our community over at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show, of course, will be back at your way on Monday, but we are cruising into the weekend for now, doing a bit of R&R and hope you can do the same. But we'll be back next week getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Friday and have an even better weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.